Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 65. Hi, I'm Sarah Kornack, and today we're going to be talking about connecting and appreciating our sneezers. So let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Whether you are brand new to business or are a gigantic corporation, we all know that great relationships with our customers is key. It's so important. And today when we're talking about customers, I'm going to use that term to mean people who are buying your products, but also customers of your blog, people who are reading your blog or listening to your podcast. So we're going to use that customer term kind of loosely. We all know that the online space is very noisy and it can be hard to be found. It can be hard to accumulate readers and accumulate those customers. So when we do get those customers, we need to treat them very well. When someone does find your business and talks about you, you want to make sure you continue to cultivate that relationship. If a blogger has taken the time to mention your website or product, that is the perfect opportunity for you to say thank you to them and to continue to build and develop that relationship. They are your sneezers. They are talking about you. They're spreading the word about you. And for those of you who don't know who sneezers are, this is a term that was coined by Seth Godin. And he talks a lot about it in his book, The Purple Cow, which is a fantastic book, by the way. And we did kind of a podcast episode on that book. It's episode 14. So you can take a quick listen to that or read his book. And the links to both of those are in the show notes. But a sneezer, the basic gist of a sneezer is they're your fan. They found you. They love what you're doing. And they want to tell everybody about it. They're sneezing the good news about your product or your blog or your podcast to everyone that they meet. So if you find a sneezer of yours, you want to connect with them. You want to work on strengthening that relationship, building that connection, continuing to develop them as a long-term customer. And we need to show our sneezers how much we appreciate them. We need to take time to appreciate that they put the word out about us. I don't know about you, but I am beyond thrilled when somebody mentions us. I can't tell you how grateful I am to know that a blogger mentioned our podcast or to know that a blogger mentioned our Etsy product. It just is so exciting and thrilling, and I want to make sure that I'm thanking them and I want to continue to develop that relationship with that person. So when you find the people that are already sneezing about you, already talking about you, it gives you that opportunity to join in the conversation on their blog or maybe offer a coupon code to their readers if it's a product of yours that they're talking about. They have already found you. They're already saying good things about you. They're already sneezing about you. And you can leverage all of that to continue to build a relationship with them. Conversely, though, you could find someone talking about you in a negative way. I hope not, but it's a possibility. And that is still a great opportunity because you have the opportunity to address their concerns, answer their questions, field their comments. And as Allison mentioned, Allison Fine in episode 65, it's best to talk with your critics in a public forum and really be open and honest with them. That gives you the chance to calmly handle their concerns and their criticisms of you or your product or your blog. And if you can turn that critic into a happy customer, they might be one of your biggest cheerleaders. But even if not, if you've addressed them in a calm manner, that speaks volumes to other people watching this dialogue. And when you talk with your critics, think of that as a learning opportunity for you to learn more about your customers, about what they like, what they don't like. It's an opportunity for you to learn and grow. Don't automatically dismiss those critics. Hear them out, hear what they have to say, and then judge whether it's valid or not. But addressing those critics can actually lead to good things for you and your blog or your product. So how do we find our sneezers? Well, one of the ways is to set up alerts about you and your business. There's Google Alerts, which you can use, but lately I've been using TalkWalker Alerts, and I'm really loving their alert system. It seems a little bit more targeted for what I'm looking for, but basically the alerts just tell you, they alert you to who is mentioning you, who is mentioning your business name, and then you can head on over to that site and comment and engage in discussion and thank that person who was talking about you, who was sneezing about you. Another way to find out who's sneezing about you is by looking at your traffic sources. Of course, on Google Analytics, you can see your traffic sources, but we also use Clicky on our blog, and it's really quick to look and see where our traffic is coming from that day on Clicky. And then when new blogs pop up that, hey, I've never heard of this blog, but we're getting traffic from them. Well, they're probably talking about us. So we head on over to that blog and we can comment and engage with that blogger. If you are an Etsy shop owner, the same thing applies. On your Etsy shop, under stats, you can look at your traffic sources and see if you're getting any traffic from blogs or websites that you're unaware of. So with our podcast, all these alerts and looking at our traffic sources, that's enabled us to interact and engage with these people that are talking about our podcast, which is so exciting to see them talking about our podcast. I'm glad they like it. And some of those interactions that we've had, those people have now become extremely active members in our Brilliant Business Moms community. So that has been fun. We've developed that relationship and strengthened those connections with those sneezers. On the Etsy shop level, last year we had a blogger who did a huge review of some products of ours that she had purchased. And we didn't know that she was blogging about our products and singing their praises, but she was. And it was leading to some traffic coming over to our Etsy shop from her blog. So I was able to go over there, comment, thank her for that. But then also we set up a coupon code especially for her and her readers to use. And that led to additional sales. So I hope you can see the benefit when you know somebody's talking about you in a positive way and they're sneezing about you, they're talking about you, they're raving about you. Having that opportunity to thank them and deepen that relationship is fantastic. For me, it's become a weekly habit to look at our alerts, look at our blog traffic, and see if there's any new sneezers out there and pop on over and say hello and say thank you. And show them that I appreciate it. If you are brand new in business, you might not have sneezers in the early days. Give it time, you'll get some. Just stay patient, keep an eye out, and then when you have that sneezer, you know what to do. Head on over there, say thank you, and engage that person in conversation. If you're looking for any of the links mentioned in this episode, just head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/65, and all the links that we talked about will be right there. I hope you have a fantastic week. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.